Hey, welcome to the Lichin. You guys, I know words. Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. This podcast is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential. This is where we embrace the extraordinary possibilities within you. So thank you for joining me today on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as we explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with the God-given gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become a writer of your own destiny, here you're going to find that inspiration, practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Y'all, I got called a bitch today, and I'm so excited. I'm so proud. It's because I called some of you out yesterday. That was some tough love. I know you could genuinely feel like I'm pissed off. I'm pissed off because I see you guys and you're not listening. So it's time to stop just tuning in to the podcast and continuing to remain complacent because listening to this, while it could be great energy in the moment, the real power is to actually execute the shit that I am telling you. Execute this. I'm doing a new 30-day challenge. I've been, listening to the Master Key series audiobooks on YouTube while I'm getting ready. And I'm doing it. I'm going to do this 30-day challenge. I think so many things have called to me to draw me to this series, and a lot of it is that, I in reading the Bible and just having that desire to grow closer to Christ every single day. A lot of these teachings are literally from what Jesus taught us. Okay. If there's ever a week to latch on to that, it is this week, you guys. I think it is a powerful just time of year to remember what really happened for us, okay, and the power of what it is to live forever. Energy never dies. Energy never dies. And that's not me saying that. That is science. You can do some research. Don't ever. This is, obviously educational, whatever. It is not to be taken. It's entertainment purposes, okay? Entertainment purposes. But do some research on what happens to energy because that is what we are. And when we start to unlock the, that Christ within us really is when we can step into our full potential, and that's our awakening. That's literally when he rises again. Every time another Christian wakes up, boom, that's like Christ rising from the dead all over again. Okay. So that's what we want to do. We want to bring people into that awareness of peace and joy. And I know I was pretty abrasive yesterday. In fact, I just opened another message of someone saying that I called them out. And I do take being called a bitch with endearment. Okay. I know that was a loving term of like, it does suck to hear the truth sometimes. It sucks. But something very interesting, and that's what this podcast is about today, is an email that I got. Not the same person calling me a bitch, but pretty much talking about they do want joy and happiness in their lives, but they're surrounded by negativity. Their spouse is really negative. And I love this topic, you guys, because I've gone through that. In fact, my husband has flipped a switch in his brain. Like I'd never seen him so happy. And all of a sudden, he had an injury and he hasn't been going to the gym. And I can tell it's affected him. It has affected his mood. It's affected everything. And so it has taken a lot of practice and a lot of, emotional resilience for that not to be my problem. I can look at him with empathy, and I even, brought that into the awareness yesterday of like, I can't wait till you can get back because you're definitely felt a lot better. It changed him. And he can see that in his awareness now. He knows he was a different person when he was able to, physically move his body in a manner that was deliberate. So I know I have the empathy now of like, this isn't his fault. He didn't just decide to be a couch potato again and give up. He's injured and healing and recovery is going to take some time. And so I know just to roll with that and not take it personal, and we're going to talk about that kind of some things you can practice to deal with that because we know the truth about people in this life. it's like a shitty attitude epidemic. So negativity spreads like wildfire. That is the truth. And so we're going to do a little bit of a reality check there. Okay. So we can start by diving headfirst into, you know, the cesspool of negativity, because I want you guys to see how contagious a shitty attitude can be. It spreads fast. And if you ever notice, like if you work with someone who is really super grumpy, then all of a sudden everyone at work is grumpy. And that was, you know, the shift that my husband used to work on was miserable. And it was like two guys affected the energy so much. And now he surrounds himself with uplifting, positive people that are just having a great time. You know, it's not the end of the world. They actually enjoy what they're doing and they enjoy being around each other. And it's ended up being, you know, great camaraderie. It's been a great experience. So that really does change things here. And it's a ripple effect of doom, like one eye roll here, one sarcastic remark there. And before you know it, you know, you've got full blown just negativity on your hands. It leaves a trail of misery. And I told you guys yesterday, misery loves company. Nothing brings people together like a shared sense of despair, like being able to complain, whether you're commiserating over crappy weather or bonding over mutual hatred for Mondays. It's the pity party that brings everybody together. And I've noticed that too in confession time. I started a new podcast called It Was Two Truths and a Lie. And it's in my heart to do something with this. But what was happening is that I was ending up in a pool of negativity. Because the truth is, politics sucks and it divides people and there's anger and it's going to piss you off because there's never going to be anyone that makes all the right decisions for you and for where you want to be with your family and for where you want to see the direction, you know, the direction of the country to go. Like all of these things, it just takes a lot of work and there's so much division, and it ended up becoming something so negative. And that's all that I was drawing into my mind. So I had to protect my peace. I had to protect my space. I had to walk away from it. And I felt that, and I didn't want to be someone who was going to report that and, you know, continue the negativity. I do think the conversations are important because we're voting these people in. Okay. So I think the conversations are important. I just need to find a different way of delivery, a different way to view it, a different way to be able to, you know, get the knowledge without it affecting me. So it's just another way I have to build up some of that emotional resilience. And we're going to talk about that, but how do we break free from the never-ending cycle of negativity? We stop feeding it. That's what I had to do. Stop feeding it. Okay. Stop wallowing in self-pity. Okay. Because most of the time when we're around someone that's negative, we're signing off on their bullshit and we're allowing it to sign off on ours. Meaning you don't have to do shit because your husband's a grumpy ass. Like you could just stay miserable and stuck, and it makes it easier because you don't have to actually take steps in your life. You could just blame someone else. And we don't play the blame game here. Bitch, it's nobody's fault. We do not play the blame game. Massive responsibility here. So stop spreading your doom and gloom self-pity like confetti, okay? And let's try to share a little bit of, you know, positive aspirations. How do you master the art of joy in the sea of negativity? So it's treacherous waters. It really is. But there are strategies to maintaining a positive mindset and staying in your joy, even when people around you are choosing to dwell in that negativity. You have to cultivate. Cultivate is such a great word. Cultivate inner resilience. The first step to staying in your joy, okay, even allowing yourself the space to create it, is to cultivate resilience. That means recognizing that you have the power to control your own shit, your own thoughts, your own emotions, regardless of external circumstances. And I'm going to say this again, very slow, okay, because you do not have an excuse, absolutely nothing, nothing, because you have the power to control your own thoughts, to control your emotions, regardless of external circumstances. And it's simple. You're going to practice the mindfulness. You're going to get into a routine of quiet prayer daily. You're going to journal. You're going to self-care the fuck out of yourself. And that's how you build the foundation of inner peace and resilience. You make everything about you, and it's not. Everything is not about you. What my husband is going through right now, it's not about me. My job is to support him and stay strong in my power, because that's holding space for him. If the roles were reversed and, you know, I was the one that was injured and God forbid I didn't get to leave the house at 5 a.m. every day to go work out, I know I wouldn't feel great. I wouldn't. And I would hope that my husband would hold space and not take it personal and make a whole other issue in its entirety outside of my mood, because I'm going through a season of shit. Nobody gets to decide how you feel. Nobody gets to decide what your actions are. None of that. This is you. And you can only protect your joy by setting healthy boundaries with negative people and situations. When I do feel like my husband is on an energy vibration that doesn't feel good to me, I walk away. I don't dwell on it. I don't make it an issue. I don't try to control his perspective. Will I bring it up later? Absolutely. And I'll say, look, if we keep focusing on this, that's what we draw to us. If we keep focusing on all the bullshit, we are calling it in. Just an awareness. You have to recognize when your energy is being drained by negativity and take those steps to distance yourself from it. If you're in a work environment where it's toxic negativity, change the work environment. You don't have to stay there. I mean, there's fucking jobs everywhere. Everywhere is hiring. You don't have to stay there. You've got to surround yourself with positive influences. Prioritize spending time with people who uplift and inspire you. Continue to practice that empathy and compassion, because it's important to protect your joy. I protect my joy, I protect my peace, but I also can approach negativity with empathy and compassion. And if you're at a point in your life where you can't have that empathy or compassion, because we have to recognize that everyone experiences challenges and struggles, we have to try to understand where negative attitudes may be coming from. So respond with kindness and compassion, even in the face of negativity. Strive to be a source of positivity and support for other people. Now, I'm going to tell you, because I know people that are beyond negative, where I don't have a natural empathy for them. I really genuinely don't. So you know what I practice in those moments? If you are around someone who is just always negative, you know, whether it's someone you work with or, you know, a family member that you see a couple times a year, whatever that is, you know, being around people that I am indifferent with, I stay stoic. There is no emotion there because I'm not bothered. They don't personally affect my life. Have they hurt people that I love? Yes. But if I'm going to lead a life in love, then I can't harbor resentment. I can't harbor anger. I can't be sitting there the whole time they're talking, just giving them the stink eye. It is a matter of, I don't care either way. It's stoicism. I have no emotional reaction, no thought. And that is me showing up in love, of just like, if you cannot be kind, be quiet. And sometimes that is the gift of love that you can give, is to just be quiet. So yes, there are times when Brandon is quiet, and because the truth is, even if I said something, it wouldn't change anything, right? Because people are who they are, and it's not up to me to change their mind or change their mood or change their response or try to control anything about their lives. They've chosen. They're choosing. And I have to allow people the space to do that, which means I don't take it personal. Hurt people hurt people. I get that. And sometimes people don't want to recognize that. And that's not my problem. That's the shit they're living with. They have to wake up every day and look in the mirror. I only have to see them a handful of times in my life. So I can show up with stoicism. I can show up with a non-emotional reaction. There is no thought process. There's no ill will. There's no, you know, man, I really hope karma bites them in the ass. There's none of that. There, with everything I'm doing, I am practicing that intention of walking in love. How can I handle the situation in love? Even when I start to feel myself getting mad at someone close to me or getting frustrated, if I'm starting to feel like, oh, or, you know, old stuff starts coming back at me, I'm like, okay, I feel this. Now, how can I address this in love? With love, how can I navigate through the situation? How can I handle this with love? All of that. And sometimes love is silence. And sometimes love is staying neutral, emotionally neutral. And I protect those boundaries because I don't put myself in that situation very often. I think if I, you know, if it was more often, we might be having a whole different conversation. But you've got to have empathy for other people. And you counteract negativity by intentionally focusing on gratitude and positivity in your own life. Keep that gratitude journal. And if that negative person is someone you married, every time they're going down the negative spiral of a bad attitude, I want you to journal 5 things that you're really grateful for about them. Because if you focus on the things that you love about them or the things that you love that they do, that starts to come out. I do that. I fuck with that. With my husband, I fuck with that. Like yesterday, it's hilarious because I'm thinking, you know, I want to see, we don't get to see each other a lot. Okay. And that it does affect me. And so instead of dwelling on that negativity, I'm like, you know, I want to handle this with love and I want to see all the ways that, you know, my husband thinks of me and loves me. And within an hour of that, I got a text last night with him just talking about how much he loves me and misses me, you know, stuff like that. I see it when I look for it. You will find everything you're looking for. I see the proof in those things. And that's what I ask to look for. So when he's on his, you know, negative moments, I don't dwell on that. I don't blow it up. I focus on the gratitude. What are the things I love about him? What are the ways that I love that he loves me? That's a big one. And getting those words of affirmation in a text, that's my mojo, you know? And I continue to stay strong in cultivating my positive mindset because I'm a source of peace for him. He doesn't want to hear me bitching about him when he's carrying the weight of, you know, he's the man of the house. He's running the show. He's the only income earner. He's doing all the things. And I, you know, I'm the homemaker. I'm taking care of the babies and cooking and cleaning and doing the laundry. Fucking Cinderella. But he doesn't need me to complain for the 30 minutes I do get to see him throughout the day. So I have to be a source of love for him, peace, joy, a place where he can hug me and feel that weight and feel that gratitude of, you know, we're still here, we're good, we're in a season, we're rocking it out. If you shift your focus to the good things in your life, you're going to maintain that sense of joy, no matter what's happening around you. You have to lead by example. Somebody has to go first. Be a beacon of positivity in the sea of negativity. Show other people that it's possible to stay in your joy no matter what's happening. Inspire them to cultivate their own sense of resilience. Your example is exactly what other people need. And that's why I'm happy to share my journey. I'm happy to show up on this podcast and talk to you every day. Yeah. It's not monetized, you guys. I'm putting money out to have this podcast running. So the best thing you could do, because unless you want to cash at me some money and, you know, pay me for my great advice, share the podcast, share it, leave a written review, share it with a friend, and make sure you subscribe, tune in every day, and then make this actionable. Do the shit and come at me with it. Even if it's, you know, thanks bitch for calling me out. I love that. We all need a reminder sometimes. Sometimes I need it more than I can imagine anybody else needs it. And that's why I'm happy to give it, because I am what I need in any given time. You have to cultivate that inner resilience. Focus on what you love. Your joy is yours to protect and nurture, regardless of anyone around you. And it does take practice. Not every time is going to feel 100%. You have to own the power of being able to exemplify happiness in every circumstance. Happiness has to be your constant state of mind. It's easy to give in to feelings of guilt and anger and sadness, but I promise you're going to feel better when you choose happiness, and it's a choice. It's a choice because you're choosing to feel positive about life. You're choosing to radiate joy. And guess what's going to come back to you every single time? That. In any situation you're in, look at the value of your circumstance. There is a wealth of lessons and knowledge all around you. And all of those lessons, whether it's positive or something you're going to view as negative, they help to shape you into the best version of you. And being the best version of you, that's the ultimate joy. Find happiness in nurturing the well-being of your family. Pay attention to the impact that your actions have on the people that you love. How can you support them? How can you love them unconditionally? You know you're truly at peace when every breath you take brings fulfillment, and that has to be an intention. Happiness is in you, and it comes from that spiritual and emotional soundness and honesty that you hold inside of you. Any attempts to mask true feelings with fake positivity, quickly noticed, because happiness comes from an honest place. You can see fake happy everywhere if you look for it. And a lot of the people that you see that are posting these perfect lives, that are not telling you their life is shit, that are not telling you they deal with these things, I guarantee that if you really looked, you could see there's a lack of happiness. You have to change your mindset to acknowledge that happiness comes from within. Peace of mind is a result of your innate strength and perseverance to know that you're going to reap good rewards from whatever you sell. Whatever you're planting, if you are putting out good energy, if you are walking in love and light, those are the things that come back to you. If you're getting negativity in your life, it's because you are negative. That's what's happening. And I know that's going to suck for some of you. I'm not going to sign off on your bullshit. We don't play the blame game. Find a way to share your joy today with people that you love. And listen, bitch, dream big. Life is too short to play small. Embrace who God called you to be. Own your shit and be brave as you step into your full potential as a co-creator. Until next time, love yourself in the moment. Flawed, fantastic, and beautiful. This is Brandon Lynette reminding you of your potential with a side of chaos. You're in the arena. Keep swinging.